we teach the clients how to propagate a plant, how to create a living thing. And most often, people get to take a plant home where they have been the recipients of care. They learn how to care for something else.
Can you give us a story, perhaps, of someone who's been part of the program, who's come as a client, and whose life has been impacted by what they've experienced at the Ability Garden?
Oh, sure. There are a lot of small miracles that happen, and I've seen a lot of them over the past 10 years. But one comes to mind of a young man who came to us who was autistic and really was quite inwardly focused, could not speak, did not like to be touched. He would participate in the planting process, but the socialization was something that was very difficult for him. And over the course of, I would say, about 6 months, he gradually began to come out of that and would allow people to touch him, touch his hand. He would smile at people. And by the end of the year, now he knew how to speak, he just didn't feel comfortable doing that in public. By the end of the year, he not only was speaking, he was asking if he could lead different parts of the group. It was just like someone blossoming, a flower coming into bloom and saying, my God, here is someone who has been so isolated, so alone, coming to a place where he feels like nobody's going to make fun of him if he doesn't speak quite the same way as somebody else. And that was just miraculous to me.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Marianne Torres, who is a volunteer for almost 10 years now with the Ability Garden at New Hanover County Arboretum. Now, this is a small nonprofit, Marianne. And do you get support from the county or state, or how does that work?
The physical plant of the Ability Garden is on the grounds of the Arboretum, which is part of New Hanover County Extension. So that the county certainly provides us with the physical plant. But our operating funds, we get nothing from the county or the state. We are dependent on donations, private donations, grants, and then the sale of the plants that the individuals who come to the garden generate.
How much money does it take to run the program? Now, you said your physical plant is provided to you, but everything else?
We need, just to keep the doors open, about $7,000 a month on a steady basis.
What are some of the grants the Ability Garden has received previously, and maybe some of those haven't come through this year?
We have been very blessed by different organizations in the community who have supported us for the past 12 years. Organizations like the Cape Fear Memorial Foundation, the Landfall Foundation, the Catherine Kennedy Foundation, and the Christopher Reeves Foundation have given us wonderful, wonderful support.
And the Christopher Reeve Foundation, that's a national organization.
It is. It is. We applied for that because we do deal with clients who have traumatic brain injuries, and their needs are quite specific, and we did get that grant. So,
and why do you think some of that funding hasn't come through at the present time?
I just think in this economic climate, each of these wonderful philanthropic organizations only has so many dollars, and they try to disperse them as fairly as they can and try and do as economically as they can what they need to have done. So we appreciate their support. We're going to ask for their support again. And it's just the nature of our community. It's hard. There are only so many dollars.